It is 18 minutes after 4 o'clock at a Tuesday downtown program. Rich Kimble and Brian Stackpole here from Seasons Main Street, Bangor, and our Quality Jewelers broadcast studio. Well, the season wrapped up Friday night for the University of Maine Black Bear women's basketball team. A terrific year. Black Bear is losing in the WNIT tournament to Villanova, but much to be happy about this season. And to help us put the year into perspective, we're joined on the phone by Coach Todd Steelman of Maine Basketball. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks. It was a tough way to finish. You guys got in an early hole at Villanova, but a tremendous comeback down the stretch that fell a little bit short. Does nothing to tarnish, though, what was a terrific season for the Black Bears.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, we're not, you know, we don't want to say that we played well late and kind of roll with that. We're disappointed, no doubt, that we weren't able to play a little bit better and hold them down a little bit more from the three-point line early, but obviously it was a really tremendous year for us, and so we're excited about the progress that we made, and we're excited about what we can continue to do moving forward.
As you look back at the season, Coach, what are a couple of the highlights and moments that really stand out for you this year?
Well, I mean, I think the team's cohesiveness, one, just the fact that we were able to build on what we accomplished last year, I think that was huge as far as that's concerned. You know, from a team perspective, and then obviously the development of Siggy Koitsa was so huge for us as we, you know, seemed to take another step forward. Obviously, she was so productive and she was so critical to our success. So to see her move a little bit closer to reaching her potential was great. And what's even better is we feel like she still has so much more that she can accomplish as far as her potential is concerned. So. I would say that those were two of the big things. Obviously, seeing Liz continue to climb up some of the charts as far as career stats and things in regard to the Black Bear program was big, and so we're really proud of what she's been able to accomplish as well.
Only one senior, of course, with Courtney Anderson, so most everybody back next year. So it's not so much about bringing new people in as it is continuing the progress that you made from last year to this year and getting up to that 23 win mark. Are there specific areas that you really want to focus on in the offseason and then in preseason next year?
Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot of postseason just because exams are coming up before you know it and things like that, but a little rest this week is important, I think, for them to be able to get away and just have a little bit of time to let things rest and kind of reacquaint themselves with what they got to do in the classroom. But obviously continuing to get Siggy more aggressive, I think a mentality needs to continue to improve as far as that's concerned, just being more and more aggressive offensively especially. And then just continue to build some of the basic skills to give the kids ultimate confidence. I think sometimes that was an area where we struggled just a little bit as far as just maintaining our confidence when shots weren't falling or if a team happened to go on a little bit of a run. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job. The kids have worked really hard individually as far as developing skills. Obviously, Michaela Gustafson had a great finish to the season. Anna showed great improvement during the course of the year as well. So, But I think an aggressive mentality and a confident air about us is going to be something that's going to be real important.
Now, what I'm wondering is this. Will you get the opportunity to keep singing in the offseason so you don't get rusty?
Yeah, you know, that's a very good question, Rich. You know, we got to work on something about that. I'm not really sure. There haven't been too many opportunities outside of the season, so maybe that's something we can look forward to. I don't know if the American National Anthem is going to be played in Italy while we're over there, so I don't know if that's going to be something that's going to be an option for me.
I'm surprised other teams haven't reached out to have you sing the anthem for them. You're great.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. I don't know if that's a very good thing, you know, to bring in the enemy and let them do it, although I did get a chance to sing it when we played North Carolina down in Myrtle Beach. They were struggling to find the tape or something. I don't know, but so I was able to sing it down there.
Well, let's talk while we've got you here, Coach Steelman. Let's talk a little bit of men's basketball. I know you've been busy on the road with the team, so you haven't had a chance to see too much of the March Madness so far. But let's talk about your North Carolina Tar Heels, a pretty big matchup as they take on one of the remaining number one seeds in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to see Coach Williams get the guys back in the Sweet 16. I think that's an important thing. It's a confidence builder for them. But obviously, Wisconsin, Bo Ryan's really well, is such a great coach, and his team is so well prepared for every situation. My son, actually, when he was at Wofford, they played Wisconsin in the tournament down in Jacksonville 3 years ago, or 4 years ago now. I guess I'm dating it, but, and had him on the ropes and couldn't quite pull it out. But Coach Ryan does a great job. I think it's a big challenge, but, I mean, I think Carolina's playing. They've kind of dug in a little bit defensively. I think they've hit their stride. If they can take care of the basketball, you know, I think their speed could cause some problems, you know, for Wisconsin. So we'll see what happens.
Now, I know in North Carolina you usually have to make a choice. You can't like North Carolina and like Duke. So how do you come down on Coach K's team?
Well, Rich, you know, the reality is, I'd be a happy man to see Duke take the L. But when you move away from the native North Carolina, you tend to cheer for the hometown team. So in some regard, I wouldn't mind seeing the ACC continue to advance. And Duke's playing really well. I mean, Justice Winslow, his father and I were in high school in Houston together at the same time. I mean, obviously different schools, but we had seen each other a little bit back in the day. So I do have a little bit of a rooting interest for Winslow, just seeing what he can accomplish, and he had a great game this weekend.
Now, Kentucky got a test for a little while the other night against Cincinnati, but is there anybody that you see being able to upend them in this tournament?
I mean, not really, but I think if there's a team that really won't back down, West Virginia is that kind of team that will stick their nose in there and not be afraid of what might happen. I just don't know if they've got the guns to be able to withstand kind of the depth and the onslaught that Kentucky brings. I mean, they're so tough, Rich. I just think it's going to be really difficult for anybody to beat them.
Well, Coach Todd Steelman, it's great to talk with you. Your team brought so much joy. This has been a long winter here in the state of Maine, but being able to watch the Black Bears fill up the Cross Center, the great relationship your team and your coaching staff has with the fans all around the state of Maine, it really made the winter go by a whole lot faster. We enjoyed it a lot and really can't wait for next season.
Well, thanks. We appreciate our fans, too. I mean, they mean a lot to us. I mean, I'm glad we're able to bring something to them, but they have been huge for us, too. So we're very appreciative of what they bring for us as well. So thank you very much.
We'll talk to you again, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
That's Todd Steelman with us here on Downtown.